Welcome, everyone, to the Journey to Success radio show with your host, Taylor Tagg. This program is on the Journey to Success Radio Network, a new station on blogtalkradio.com. The purpose of JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. You can check out the growing Journey to Success broadcast team at journeytosuccessradio.com. Before we start our interview today with Michael Gilbert, let me tell you a little bit about my background and my program. I help people who are ready for a quantum life, a leap in life, learn precisely how to let go of hurt and resentments, permanently releasing themselves of the past to experience boundless peace and freedom. It's quite amazing. And to find out more about my powerful heart-centered forgiveness work and my new book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, please visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com. Now to today's success story. Our guest today is Michael Gilbert, CEO and President of Street Level Apps. And Michael is joining us today on Journey to Success Radio to tell us about why it's important today to have a mobile app if you own a business or have a website. So, Michael, welcome to Journey to Success. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me, Taylor.
Well, we're kind of taking a little twist and turn here on our radio program today, and we're going kind of to the technology side. And for people in small business, entrepreneurs, even those people who have a website, mobile applications are becoming increasingly important in business and in the workplace. And so today we want to talk about what are some of the benefits of mobile apps. So if you can, give us a little bit of background about your business and what it does.
Well, we do quite a bit. I mean, we've been in the technology space for over 10 years, starting in 98. But when apps really started coming on strong, we got heavily involved in developing some apps of our own, some successful, some not. And, you know, you just keep throwing mud at the wall until something sticks. But what I really saw was, you know, my background is I've started 17 companies over 26 years. And so we have a very good understanding of what small to medium businesses need as far as marketing. And everything's going mobile. I mean, you look at the statistics in the market as far as how many users are on mobile versus desktop. And mobile users will overtake desktop and laptop users this year, Taylor. So, you know, we tell people all the time, if you don't have a mobile strategy, you don't have a mobile app, you're going to be losing out on the customers that are actually looking for you from a mobile device.
Well, tell us why that is, too. Why are people migrating more to, you know, mobile smartphones and that for tablets for business purposes?
Well, one is exactly what it is, what it describes is it's mobile. I can take it with me wherever I go. I don't have to carry I call it a boat anchor. You don't have to carry a boat anchor, that laptop with you everywhere you go. You know, even my wife, who is kind of anti-technology, even though she's in an industry that uses a lot of technology, she doesn't like carrying it, her laptop on an airplane. So she bought an iPad. And you know, the thing we really have to look at from a small business point of view is most businesses, they don't want to adopt new technology. Oh, it's just one more thing I have to manage, Taylor. I've already got Facebook and Twitter and Bevo and LinkedIn. And do I really need one more thing to manage? And so, you know, this isn't something you manage. This is marketing directly into where your customers are. You want to target where your customers are? This is where they are. They're on mobile devices.
And this is really the point of the mobile app, is to find out where your customers are and to gain more of them into your tribe or your funnel, so to speak. And I think this one of these the mobile application does just that. It allows you to interact and to find more of the customers that are looking for you.
Well, you look at the statistics. Google did a study called the Google Playbook, and it's an extensive study on the mobile industry, mobile apps, mobile websites, mobile optimized websites, and there's a big difference, and we'll try to explain some of that a little bit later. But when you look at who is looking for your business. And I always tell people, go to Google AdWords, and in there, when you look, you're looking for keywords, and anyone can do this for any industry. You type in the keywords where people are looking for you. Well, right there in the middle of that page, it'll ask you what type of search you want to do. And in there, it'll say desktops and laptops. That's the default. And you want to change that to mobile devices. What are people looking for when they search for you? And if they can't find you, or if your website's not optimized for a mobile device, the statistics show across multiple studies, people leave that website and they go find something that's easier to use. And we all do it, right? You find a website, you can't find the phone number, you're having to zoom in and out, scroll left and right and up and down, and that's not a good, that's not a well-designed website for mobile users. You got to make it very simple for them to use.
Right, and you think about, you know, a person on their smartphone and they're searching for information, they need something very quickly, and they're going to a Google search engine or something, and they're trying to find information quickly. They need it easily, they need it to pop up right away, and if they're going to a website, they need to see a website that's easy to read. You know, we sometimes see these websites are not mobile, they're not optimized for a mobile phone, and you got this little bitty print there, and you don't want to read it. You go find something else that you can read.
So that's the number one problem that people experience when they come to your website and it's not optimized. I had a guy tell me, he goes, but Michael, I have a mobile website. Well, he designed his website so that it would fit within the constraints and it would automatically shrink to the constraints of whatever device is viewing his website. And so I went on it, and here in our office, we have every device because we want to see what it's going to look like. We've got iPads and Android tablets. We have iPhones and Android cell phones or smartphones, you know, and then we have the Windows and the Blackberries because we want to see what everything's going to look like before we push it out to our customers. Well, he was right. His website fit within the constraints of the screen on a small mobile device. Well, his text is still small. All it did was shrink his website. So it's a big difference between a mobile-ready website and a mobile-optimized website. So they really need to understand that menu that people can see and pull things up very quickly. I look at websites, they have just so much information that I don't want to have to hunt and search and peck, because where are people searching for you? They're usually in their car, on their phone, maybe they're at Starbucks or on an airplane or getting ready, wherever they are. Wherever they have their mobile device, typically it's a tablet or a phone, and they want to find you quickly. Precisely who you are, what you do, what your phone number is, and they're more likely to interact with you and your blog if you have a mobile app.
Well, that's precisely it, and it's really about finding you quickly and easily and having an easy-to-use, you know, navigation system in dealing with this app. So let's talk about the app itself. You know, give me some of the features of the app and what it can do for you versus just, you know, going to a website that's not optimized.
Oh, you would task me with that. That's a good one. we have over 40 modules that allows you to integrate into the app. So let's talk about the core one that most people want is their blog. You look at the statistics, you know, it's over 50% of people are now reading your blog, reading newspaper, reading newsletters, and they're doing so from a mobile device. And so you need to integrate your blog into the app. But here's the beauty of our apps. You don't have to, you know, wherever you blog, and I know a lot of people use Hootsuite now because it auto-posts to all the platforms at once. I'm not, you know, posting on LinkedIn. I'm not posting on my Facebook page. I'm not posting on Twitter. And then you have to go to the app. That's not what happens. Wherever you post, it automatically integrates directly into the app. So you really don't have to mess with that. But the beauty is they don't have to go to your website. What happens? You get a push notification, you click on it, and, you know, there's Taylor Tag's you know, blog or a feed or a coupon or whatever you sent me. So that's typically the core one. I would say the core feature or benefit, let's talk about the benefit of that, is really push notifications is the core benefit of everything we do. So you see a lot of companies and a lot of businesses, they advertise on Groupon or Living Social. They're getting other people and paying other people quite well to market their company, their products or services. Well, now you can eliminate the middleman because you are sending these coupons via push notification directly to the people that need it. So some of the other things that that we have inside the app, Taylor, is you can integrate all your YouTube videos, and they load extremely fast. Some, you know, you have all your videos. You can do your trainings if you're a coach or a speaker. If you're a manufacturer and you want to show off that new printing press, we see a lot of that. Or, you know, really anything else that they want to share, they can do so. They can also integrate the podcasting directly into the app. Some of the other features are you can sell your products and services from within the app. So we integrate any newsletter as well. So if you have a newsletter, instead of me going to your website, I can come directly to the app and read your newsletter. But here's the beauty. I don't care what service do you use? Taylor?
As far as what?
Well, what service do you use as far as your newsletter?
Oh, my newsletter is, I think it's AWeber.
Yeah, so AWeber, you know, Constant Contact, MailChimp, any of those. And even the unknown ones, it doesn't matter because we can integrate that directly into the app. That's the beauty of it. So you don't have to do it in both places. You do it like you normally would. It just auto-populates directly into the app. And the same thing goes for, you know, any e-commerce, if you're, you know, whatever platform you're on and you're selling your books, your DVDs, your products, your services, if you're selling T-shirts, I don't care. We can integrate that platform directly into the app, literally with just a few hours of programming on our end.
It sounds like that's just basically all the technology that you would need or even use to date can be just integrated into the app. And probably for the end user, it's just almost a one-stop place to go and read your newsletter, watch your videos, see your updates, get feeds, anything that they would be interested in from you, they can probably get from this app. Tell me from a user's point of view, from my end, if I were the person for this app, how easy is it to update information that you need? And say you write a weekly blog or even a daily blog, how easy is it to update it in the application?
Well, that it's extremely easy. Even people that are not technically savvy can truly get in here and do this. So let me back up a little bit, Taylor, and kind of explain, you know, what can people expect if they engaged with us? Well, first, we build the entire app. You know, you see a lot of companies out there today. They're offering these. So, hey, you can get an app through us, but you have to build it. Well, you really got to know what you want to build. You got to know how to integrate the APIs, which is the, you know, the processor, you know, the code that ties all of your other technology, you know, your blog, your e-commerce, your newsletter, anything else. So you got to do that yourself. Well, a lot of people, they don't have time or the energy or really the know-how in doing that. And we get a lot of customers that said, you know, I tried to use X service or this other service, and I really got in there and found out this is a lot more difficult than I thought. And you also have to understand the size constraints of all the images. So you have to understand the size constraints on the Windows smartphone, the BlackBerry, the iPad, the iPhone, which are two different platforms. And so when people get in there and realize, I've got to create one image 15 times, it gets very confusing. So we made this, you know, this is very simple. So we build the app from top to bottom, and it goes to the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. So you're going to be in iTunes and Google Play. I mean, you're talking access to, you know, 500 to 700 million people globally that are looking for apps. And so that's exciting in and of itself. But the back office that we give you, you can go in there and change the backgrounds, the colors, the color of the icons. You can change the text. You can add and delete certain modules if you like. And we have on our website, and if you go on our YouTube channel, Street Level, you'll see us walking through me editing an app. And you and I both know Don Permos, walking through Don's app, showing people how simple it truly is. And Don loves it because first thing he said is, you know, this is the easiest thing I've ever used.
Right, and you can, if you're a listener, you can go to Michael's website, which is streetlevelapps.com, streetlevelapps.com, and either he or you can walk yourself through, you know, putting your website information into the system and see and get a look at what your website would look like on a mobile app. You can get a visual picture and see kind of exactly what it would look like, which I think is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, we came up with that just not too long ago because trying to get people to understand, you know, the best thing to do is grab your iPad, grab your Nexus, whatever you have, even your phone, and sit in front of your desktop and have your mobile device with you and look at your own website and see what it looks like. And if you have to scroll left and right, you got to zoom in to view the text, it's not going to be a good experience for the customer. So we added that little we call it an iPhone simulator, and so that people can truly see what their website looks like on a mobile device. And again, it also has iPhone, iPad, Android, so that you can see what it looks like.
Which is pretty cool, and I think it's pretty neat to say, you know, if I've got my own application, my own mobile app, you can go to either the Google Play Store or the Apple iTunes store and, you know, download my app for free. I think that's kind of neat to say you've got
It's pretty cool to see your own app in the iTunes store or the Apple store or in the Google Play store. So, you know, it's kind of an ego boost. But look, at the end of the day, Taylor, what is this really about? It's about making money. It's about getting an ROI on things we invest in. This is a marketing tool. You know, you look at the Google statistics from the Google Playbook, over 50% of people sleep with their phone. And you get into the younger generation, and I'm not talking, and I am talking about people with money, 18 to 25, over 90% sleep with their device. So you're marketing directly to the one device and the only device that people have on them pretty much 24 hours a day.
And that's a great point, Michael, and it's important because you're getting access to them that you normally would not get with a computer, laptop, or even a tablet. You're going right to the phone. So tell us a little bit about what your customers are saying about the app once they get it, once they see it. What are their responses? What are the change or the mindset change they're seeing in how they can use this mobile app to create new business for themselves?
Like any new technology, people are skeptical, especially in the mobile arena. But again, you have to look at what's going on in the market. You look at, you know, stats don't lie. You know, when you truly look at the market itself, and I am going to answer that question about what people are saying, but you got to look at the statistics first. So, you know, 94% of people on a smartphone are looking for you. They're looking for businesses. So when I do a search on my phone, when you do a search on your phone, you're looking for something extremely specific. So, okay, so what? You're searching. Big deal. But here's the next statistics that are really astounding, and we're starting to see those being proven. And our customers are calling us going, if I'd have known, I'd have done this sooner. 70% call a business after searching for them. That's a big number.
That is a big
number. 66% visited in person. And so, you know, back to the first number, 94% of smartphone users are searching for local info. They're not looking for someone down, you know, 100 miles away or across, you know, the country. They're looking for you. They're looking now and here. But 90% of those active in 24 hours, meaning they're spending money with you. And the other thing is, you know, again, back to if you don't have a great website, if you do, if you have an app, if you don't, 57% of users say they will not recommend a business if you have a poorly designed mobile website. And the numbers are even more staggering when you look at what we all do. If I can't find your phone number, if I can't find your address, I click the back button on my phone, on my mobile device, on my tablet, and I go and look for someone where I can find that information quickly. So here's what we're hearing from our customers. And we're starting to track the statistics on this because I want to know the increase in sales. I don't want to know your total revenue. I want to know your increase in revenue since you started working with us. And so we don't have full statistics on that just yet because I want to get a year into this. But here's what we are finding. A minimum of 36% increase in revenue in a short time. I'm talking a month to 2 months. So we have air conditioning companies. We have spas. We have bars and restaurants. And the beauty of it is they can push out sales via coupons and those push notifications. Hey, if I'm a restaurant, I can do a breakfast special. I can do a lunch special and a dinner special. Well, you can't really do that on Groupon. So think about doing something during your slow times if you're a restaurant. I'm slow from between 2 and 4. Hey, we're offering buy one, get one free. Or if you're a speaker, imagine being up there speaking. Either your QR code is on, your materials that you've handed out, or it's up on the screen and incentivize people to download your app while you're talking. And here's the beauty of the push notifications. I can schedule these for Friday at 2 o'clock. I can schedule this for next Thursday at 1 o'clock. So it's up to me when I want, or I can send one out right now. So that's really the core feature around that. But you know, we also have an events calendar. You can put your events on there as well and let people know where you're going to be, why you're going to be. You have a lot of bands and musicians that are signing up because it allows them to stay in touch with their fan base, not just via Facebook.
And that's a great thing because it's putting technology right at your fingertips. And for the people who follow you, you know, and are looking for you and find you, it's a great way to kind of keep them in the fold, so to speak, of your information. I think that's a wonderful thing.
It really is. And you have to look at what's the difference between a mobile website and a mobile app. Well, ours, when you pull up ours, and I suggest – you know, I'm like the painter tailor, you know, that never paints his own home, so I've been working on my own app finally. But we do have most of it working. I've got to go in there and make some tweaks. Some of the images, you got to know the size of the images, and I just threw them up. You want them to fit within the constraints of the device, especially a small phone. So, and you'll see some things but we leave errors in there because I want to show people, look, these are the problems you're going to experience if you're not doing it right. So here's the difference between an app and a mobile optimized website. If you go to our website, and I suggest people do this in front of their desktop or their laptop with whatever mobile device they're using, because if they go to our website on a laptop or desktop, they're going to see our traditional website, and everybody needs to keep their traditional website. But if you go to our website on a mobile device, you're going to see not an app, you're going to see a mobile-optimized website. So what's the difference? Not a lot. The app and the mobile-optimized website, which is what we build, they look very similar. It looks just like an app. And we think the future will be HTML5, or it'll be mobile-optimized websites. I don't think apps will be needed anymore. The reason we do the apps as well as the mobile websites is that's how we get paid. I develop iPhone apps. And what we do is we offer the mobile optimized website and the Android app. Both of those are a $1,500 value. We build those for free. But that's what we suggest people do. Go to our website. Go to streetlevelapps.com. On your desktop or laptop, have your mobile device right there with you, and look at the difference. Everything's laid out. Our phone number's easy to find. Our services, because everything's laid out in a nice, easy-to-read menu versus if it's just a website, like any website, Taylor, you got to go in and hunt and peck and search and that can be very time-consuming for people on mobile devices.
Well, yeah, they don't do it. They just don't do it. If it's hard to find, then they're going to somewhere else that's easier to find.
Yep. That's
and
right.
Now, you know, I can imagine, you know, a few years ago, you know, creating your own app probably, you know, cost a lot of money, probably thousands of dollars.
Well, even today, if you went and hired a external company to build you a custom mobile app, you're going to pay $5,000 to $6,000, up to $1 million, depending on how complicated, you know, obviously the app will be. But for most small businesses, they just want to take that information from their own website and put it inside an app. So what we've done is we built software that literally replicates your website, and we spend the next week editing your images, editing your content, and you can do this too, but we prefer to set everything up first so that you don't have to, and that's what we do. So we can, because of the software that we have, we're able to build your app in less time than if you went to someone to build you a custom app. Typically, if you're going to build a custom app, you're looking at 3 to 6 months minimum to get an app built. And we can deliver, we're usually finished with your app in 15 days, and then it takes a little while for Apple to approve. But the HTML5, which is the mobile optimized website, and the Google app or the Android app, those are approved instantly. So as soon as we're finished, you approve it, you like it, we send it to them, and it's approved instantly. Apple, on the other hand, takes a little bit longer to approve.
Right, so you're taking a process that really could take months and narrowing it down to weeks, and
really, very simply
and quickly and efficiently, you know, have a mobile app ready to go. If you want to find out more here, I'm just going to mention a website quickly. You can go to streetlevelapps.com if you want to find out, begin to search Michael's website and learn, you know, more about what applications are and how you can use them in your business.
Awesome.
You also can reach Michael and his company at area code 214-727-4961. And know that everything that they do, all the work they do, is guaranteed, 30-day money-back guarantee on all the work they do. And we'll let you know, for our listeners here on Journeys to Success Radio, that their Street Level Apps is running a special right now that you can get your own mobile app for basically half price for a short time. And for the first few callers who call from Journey to Success Radio, you'll have that ability to get a special price, almost half price on creating your own mobile app. So we wanted everyone to know about that. And know that also that if you go to Street Level Apps, Michael's got some free reports that you can download. The top 5 reasons your business needs a mobile app. You can read more about it and learn more about what applications can do for your business, which we've talked about, you know, substantially here on Journeys to Success Radio. You can even go in and he's got an ROI calculator, which gives you a return on investment. How many sales would you need to make based on selling your own products to get a return on your investment in a mobile app, which is a pretty cool thing too. So, Michael, just the last question, which we ask everybody here on Journey to Success, is that what drives you to be successful, and what makes up the heart of your business? What is it about creating mobile apps that really drives you to be successful and help the people that need your help?
That's a great question, Taylor. I don't think I've had anybody ask me that in a long while. But, you know, I've been in business for almost 30 years, and multiple startups. We've coached a lot of startups over the years, literally thousands. I just had a pure passion for business. And more importantly, I think you really got to love helping people. You hear a lot of, you know, you hear about the Bernie Madoffs and the guys just out there really trying to get one over on people. And, you know, I've had some very difficult clients over the years, I mean, nasty ones. And what I've learned is I've always won them over with superior service. But what it really, I think the underlying issue is getting in and getting to know people. You know, the heart of my business is my family. I have three daughters. I'm married. And, you know, if it were just me, I'd sell everything, go retire on a beach somewhere and open a cigar bar. But, you know, I've got a family and daughters. But I truly think it has a lot to do with just treating everybody with respect, regardless of how they treat you.
Well, that's wonderful, and I know that that means a lot. That means a lot in business, and it means a lot for, you know, people who are searching for new services and new products, that it's coming from a person and a company that values them. And that's what our listeners on Journey to Success Radio really value in a company. And so, again, we'll give you, everybody, the information here. You can go to streetlevelapps.com to find out more about small business applications for your business or website, and you can reach them again at 214-727-4961. And again, all the work that they do has got a 30-day money-back guarantee. And for me, I've looked at my own application for my own business or website, and I can see the tremendous value in it. It's unbelievably easy to use, easy to navigate, and it's a great thing to have. If you're a small business or own a website. So, again, we want to thank Michael J. Gilbert for joining us today. You're listening to Journey to Success Radio Network. And to find out more about the network, you can visit us at www.journeytosuccessradio.com. And, again, thank you for Michael J. Gilbert to join us today, and we'll see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now.